Hello and welcome back to the Reset City Podcast, Season 2, Cave School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Mike, who plays Sal.
Hey, everybody.
Art, who plays Chris.
Hey, evening, everybody.
Last but not least, Natalie, who plays Athena.
Hello.
Hey, guys. So, our question of the day is yours, sir.
No.
What? Oh, because clockwise again. Natalie, question of the day is yours.
Fuck! Damn it!
No, actually, I think it is mine.
No, it's clockwise again. We decided we're...
Four.
Okay. Like
if you could talk to your younger self, what would you tell them?
Oh. I still have one for them.
Okay, fine. We'll do, what is your favorite summer activity?
Okay. Well, when it becomes to be summer, what's the thing you're most excited about? Do it.
Okay. Well, seeing as Sal is from Hawaii, it's always summer.
That is not true. That is patently untrue.
Yes, there is an off season. Oh, he's not particularly good at it, but he enjoys. Actually, no. We're gonna go with the. He enjoys the. What is it? Free diving. There we go.
Free diving, huh?
That's a wonderful summer activity.
How deep can you go without taking a breath?
Yeah. And when you have a 30-foot swim speed, you can swim at 30 miles an hour.
Actually, most of the free divers don't. They just do weights.
Yeah. He could do the weights, but, you know, he's probably a little faster than that.
For him specifically, yes.
Yeah, I'm no Shinsoku, you know, torpedo. But hey.
Wasn't gonna bring that up.
Captain Buzz Yo Planet, yeah.
I have a question. Maybe you guys will know. It's that the one where you're on a surfboard and there's like the sail on it.
Kiteboarding?
No.
No.
Sailboarding.
Yeah.
She likes sailboarding.
Okay. That's neat.
She grew up in San Francisco.
Sailboarding's a thing there. Paddleboarding is big there, too, though.
But she likes sailboarding.
Sailboarding's more active. Paddleboarding's more relaxed.
Yeah.
Chris?
I was going to say camping. But I think I have a better one, since I'll stick with the water theme, since the rest of the group has done it. Whitewater rafting.
There you go. Oh, I should have said what's your favorite... Like, water-themed.
What's your favorite water-themed summer activity? There we go. Recap from last time is pretty simple. They had to defend not only the other teams, but themselves. They set up a trap for Hobie Ho, and they managed to kind of bet off more than they could chew when Chris got attacked by Hobie Ho in massive elemental form, which you've never seen him do before, and when you ask him, he didn't know he could do that. He has hydrokinesis, not hydro, like, shape, so that's really weird. So, he didn't know he could do that, and also they found that Tychus was turned into some kind of lightning-covered elemental giant thing with horns, and Sylph was this shadowy black thing that absolutely moided when she hits the things.
As Murphy found out.
In two swings. Could have been almost one, but it was two. And the last thing they did was they went to the tower to try and, you know, after they found their handler unconscious, they went to the tower, found it was without power, and they went and they found the emergency staircase. It was written that the grid basically said, the grid was here, don't compete or else.
Okay.
And as they considered that, we ended. So, guys, we're jumping right back into it. You were staring at that written in spray paint on the wall.
And we don't have time to deal with that right now. We still have to get up the stairs.
Yep.
Yeah. 100 floors worth.
Okay. We got to take everybody up, so...
There's a cape shaft, though.
Yeah, and I can fly. So I'll carry Tychus and make my way up.
Wait, don't I have... Didn't we talk about...
Oh, yeah, you have wings now.
I have wings now.
You have flight now.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
She gave up her triple advantage on attacks for a 30-foot fly speed.
Neat.
Was gently persuaded into.
Oh, it was, you weren't getting that out of the thing. It was, would you like this in its place? And you're like, yeah. That's, I guess that doesn't suck.
Either nothing or this.
or a 60-foot teleport, or 30-foot teleport. And you're like, flying is better than teleporting, which I disagree with.
It's funner.
So is this part of the,
Yes. Mm-hmm. No.
No.
No. No, because she has the mount up from that solo, which means she could fly on her feet when he gets to that point.
Or Harriet.
Yes. You could fly on Harriet even now.
Yeah.
No, she's not big enough. Yeah, she's big enough
now. Yeah, she is.
We've got to find a way to give you, like...
That's what you need.
No.
That's... Give him bland wings!
No.
You see Bridget...
I like being on the ground.
You see Bridget looks... Oh, nice. Bridget looks and she says, this is bullshit. And she takes out... She takes out... She attaches herself to, Sylph.
Mm-hmm.
And, Hobie Ho, and takes out a grappling hook and just...
Alright, well, I got Tychus, and if I'm flying straight up, I don't have to worry about someone carrying his legs.
And, Chris, Athena can carry you if to fly, because you're not taking the fucking stairs, because it would take forever.
And the other three do what they gotta do.
They can fly. Oh, no, Caden runs at super speed. Right. Actually, Barbershop can fly on song. And
okay.
He just picks the right song, he sings, and whoop.
Yes, it's like the eagle whistle in 5e, the eagle whistle. You fly as long as you blow it. He has that, but for singing, and he can share it with one other person. So he shares it with Sandblast.
Got it.
So they, you guys make your way up. No problem. You get in, and you hear as you get up there, you see two blades of water shoot through Shinsoku's door, and then it breaks into an X of, and then you see the metal go, and break out as he kind of kicks. He has this stupid fucking door, and then you see a high-powered blade of water just cut the last little section out so he can get out. He says, who the fuck did this? And he's holding a acetylene torch of water on his finger that's just freakishly powerful.
Yeah.
He turns it off. Who the fuck did this? He looks around, he sees you guys and says,
not it.
You're bleeding pretty badly. It probably wasn't you. Who the fuck did this?
The note at the bottom of the tower says it was the grid as a threat to not join the
crash. It was written physically?
Yes.
It wasn't the grid.
Yeah. It doesn't fit their style from what I understand.
Yeah.
They're all tech. Why would they write something physical?
However, taking out my whole tower, my wizard's tower, you realize that this is his wizard's tower, and he's very happy that he has one. Someone took out my wizard's tower, and all the power, and all my toys don't work now. This is a problem. He says, I don't know any technopaths strong enough to do that. Do you guys? And I'll have him roll a super's knowledge check. Because there's a chance he knows who this person is. It's not high.
Well, but
he adds 14.
I don't come close, but total of 20.
I can say it. All right. So 22 is not enough. He says, I know a bunch of technopaths, no one of this scale.
My dice rolling continues from last episode.
I mean, are you surprised?
No.
17 plus 2 for 19 for history.
That doesn't beat history is another story.
Oh, historically, this did happen once before.
I thought, like, we were thinking about people that we've met that...
Well, no, you haven't met this person. Okay. But historically, this has happened before. It happened in Dubai about 10 years ago. They took out the entire Burj Dubai for power.
Okay.
And then robbed it blind.
Is it?
They never found who did it.
Oh. Well, weren't we just attacked by...
Elementals.
No, what's the name?
Tychus himself?
No.
The grid.
Siren? He says, no, from what... From my records and having fought them, Siren doesn't have any technopaths powerful enough anymore to do this.
Okay.
They did. We actually recruited her.
Good job, Rico.
Yeah. She just wanted to dance, damn it. And she could move. And he actually does that. He goes, she can move. And you're like, I have no contacts. I guess she can.
All right.
He says, but this isn't the grid.
No. They're using that as cover to, as a blind.
Can someone get Joker out of his office? He probably, he does, well, hold on. Look over his door. His door's already open. There's a, like a car jack in it. like you know, a bit big.
Oh,
like,
I know.
He worked a jack in there. And he's slowly cranking it.
No, it's not a scissor jack. It's a floor jack on its side.
It's the jaws of life.
No, that requires power. No, this is, I'm talking like a floor. You know, a floor jack. You know, with a pump with a big ass handle. He somehow got something in and then is pumping it with that like sideways. He's like, hold on, I'll be out. I'm gonna kick the ass of whoever the fuck did this.
Can I help? Athletics.
It's pretty fat. Like, as you're walking over to it, he's getting it open.
Well, the other option is I just melt the fucking door, but, you know. Yes, it does that.
Jessica, it's okay. I'll take care of this. And you know Jessica's the orchid on his desk.
Yes, I know.
Just
a reminder for the audience.
Yeah. And he's like, who the fuck did this? He says, it wasn't the grid. He says, it wasn't the transparency. He says, my phone's not working. Even my backup phone's not working. And my EM shielded phone isn't working.
Well, that's okay. They've also taken out Dido and
Veronica.
No, they haven't taken those out. Your comm links are down. That's why you can't reach her.
Yeah, but Dido's local.
On your comm links. Yeah. They form a sort of torrent network for her brain. We need... Son of a bitch. Alright, everybody do the slides. We're going to the basement.
Well, we also need medical treatment.
No power. Okay, the cheerleader's down. The cheerleader's on the first floor. So we'll just go to her. And she'll take care of you guys.
No, it's not for us.
We're beat to shit, but we're alive.
It's these guys.
These three assholes might need some more attention than we do.
Shinsoku kind of leans in and he says, did they do it? Was it their fault?
We're not sure, but it might be.
Not specifically.
You know specifically Tigus did not want to do it.
Yeah.
And do you tell them that he did that? Okay. So he says, okay, if Tigus didn't want to end, you know Tigus says it was a vindictive bastard.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if he told you to run, if he told you to get clear, either A, he had a change of heart, or B, it was something really bad was coming. You're not sure, or both.
I should take a level of bard. That was a good insult.
Just give you the vicious mockery cantrip. Just you have that now.
I mean,
I'm thinking about it. You come up with another good one in the next three sessions, you can have it.
Where was Gravity Girl during all of this?
No one's seen her.
Captive?
Maybe.
So,
Who was the shrink that they went to see? Team 11. They were... Bridget told us they were sent to see a shrink just before this happened.
Like, 2 days before. Like, they've been seeing the shrink for 2 days. Oh, yeah,
Nobody can remember, can they?
Why can't I remember that person's name? And she still was like, I don't forget shit.
There's a power set like that. Because there's somebody in the
non-supers
class that has the same powers.
12 plus 7 for 19.
You know that there are memory, like memory affecting abilities. This is not that. This is more of a, like, a protection of the person's...
Forget me not. He's a, to put it in modern, our world terms, he's an X-Men whose ability makes everyone forget he exists.
Yeah, exactly. But this person, you realize that if you're not talking to them, you don't know their name. You don't remember who they really look like. You don't remember their gender. You don't remember anything but the words they say, and they're very persuasive. And when you Joker's face goes fucking white, and he's like, "If this is who I think it is, this is a terrorist attack, and it's not over yet."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we lie at them what happened to
the
other three.
Let's go to the first floor. We'll take the slides. He hits a button. He hits a panel on the wall, a mechanical switch. Winches open, and see that there are four, adult-size slides to go to the bottom floor. And he says, all right, go in, and then count to 30, and then send the next person. We'll all meet down there.
I'm going to just take the shaft.
That's fine. If you can't fly, jump in the hole. Jump in the tube.
We'll take a stick.
In the tube?
I'll take him with me.
Yeah, not really, and he gets stuck a lot. And then
I'll take him with me.
Joker says, he looks, leans over to Shinsoku, and he's less quiet than he usually is, and he says, is it them? And Shinsoku shakes his head, he says, they've been missing for years, I don't know.
Curiosity says, I want to know. Reason says, I don't want to know.
Which wins out?
For Sal, Reason.
For Mike, tell me your secrets. So, you guys make your way to the first floor. You find the cheerleader has been locked inside her room. She can't get out.
So,
you have a plant in there?
Like, any one of the strong people can open the door. It's just a matter of, she's very weak. She's a cheerleader with the ability to cast regenerate at will. That is her whole power. I cast regenerate at will. That is the whole fucking 20 levels of power set. Regenerate, bitch.
Every level says healing.
No, it is a block that says regenerate, bitch, and it's the whole thing.
So I'll get the door open.
So she says, "Oh, you're injured," and she just walks over and just tap 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 tap. Everyone gets a regenerate spell cast on them. I think there's upfront healing, and then it's healing for a long time after that. You're all full health.
Yay!
I'm gonna say, not super on them. Because I don't know if they're still going to be pissed and regain whatever.
I can make it so they don't wake up. I have that ability. I can just make sure they're not hurt anymore.
There you go.
Looks like this one's barely hurt minus her arm. God, her arm is thrashed. Really good suture job whoever did it, though.
Thank you.
They weren't even
let her bad. Know that I did that, by the way. That she doesn't have a scar because of me. Just throwing it out there.
I know what I gotta invest in.
I'm listening.
I gotta get myself a real film camera.
Are we talking like an old school Super 8 or?
Like or like a can, like a Kodak.
Oh, no.
You're talking a film, like a motion picture
camera. No, a still camera.
So, yeah, a disposable Kodak.
No, I want a fancy camera.
Polaroid.
Oh yeah, make them easy. Auto printer. Anyway, so you guys get downstairs. You're all healed up, full health. Joker says, "There's one room in this entire island I know has power. Well, minus you know that the other half of the room you were in had power. Like it looks like it was a radius, and you were right at the edge of it."
Okay.
Almost like they picked you as the edge of the radius and then hit the rest of the island.
I will explain that.
That's good to know.
Wait, if we explore where the radius of things that are on and off, we should be able to find the center point, which should be able to tell us where they... He'll go into the intelligence rant that hopefully Shinsoku goes and picks up on and they just kind
of... Yeah. He's like, I don't... Caden, can you please go and run a lap and figure out how far away the lights stop. Start at where you were having karaoke with Sal, and then run a loop and figure out where the lights stop. Yeah, it should take me just a minute or two. Thank you very much. We'll be two floors down. We'll leave the doors open for you. Okay. Can you leave someone outside just in case the doors get slammed shut? Or can you leave someone in the door? Yeah. We'll have sandblast block. You know, hold the doors for you. Okay. Okay, thanks, Sandy. And then she takes off. Roughly 2 minutes later, as you guys are you guys are actually still trying to get into the fucking basement through the blast doors that are there. And like you've triggered the manual response, but it's like 8,000 cranks to get it to open, you know? And you guys make it down, and she comes back and she says, looks like it covers almost the whole island, but it stopped right there. It looks like the center is, and she points, like, she pulls up, she draws a rough map on a piece of paper. It's over here, but there's nothing there. I went and checked. And Shinsoku Joker glares at her and says, you shouldn't have checked. You should have told us. She says, they couldn't have touched me. I'm so fast.
Yes, but if they spotted you, then they have a chance to move.
They didn't. No. I was going so fast. I'm not worried about that. But there's nothing there. I looked. Like a third of the time I was out was me looking at that. I don't know. But anyway. And Joker looks at Shinsoku again and says, I think it's got to be them. There's nothing. There's no one else with this kind of ability. And Shinsoku says, I don't. They should be gone. The Vanguard spent the last 5 years. Cleaning up their fucking mess. I'm sorry, the Vanguard spent the last year we've been together, again, cleaning up that mess.
Oh.
Like, once they came back together during the beginning of the, freshman year. Mm-hmm. They spent the last year when Shinsoku wasn't here fixing this mess. It's not public. You could roll, there's a chance that some, like, you found, like, a news site with it, but it'd be obscure knowledge.
Alright, so, history.
25. Or- supers would be like a 22.
We'll do supers then because that's easier and a bonus. 15 plus 7,
22. There's dark web and Cape Space rumors about a group called the Revenants. They're known for how they're trying to bring the world back to the Stone Age through any means necessary. One of their members, his name is Blackout. He has an ability to drop what we as players recognize as a 6-mile radius blackout sphere of dark magic that, one, activates any dark magic in the area, and two, disables all technology in that radius. It's insanely powerful.
Follow-up question. Where we were having our party... opposite, you know, where this came from, was there anybody that was living / located outside that radius?
What was outside the radius?
Here, was there anybody living here?
No one living?
There at the time?
I'm sorry, there'd be like one dorm that was left, but it's unused. So the non-Cape team dorm is out that way. So yes, there might be a phone you can use, as well as the transport pod station is also out that way.
So we're not isolated.
No, you guys could leave at any point, but it's more, there's important stuff here they want to make sure it didn't get fucked with.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't interfere with magic, so the island's still floating.
That's good.
They
didn't... Oh, those three didn't mean to activate their berserk thing. Mm-hmm. It activates any dark magic happening within the area, so if they had that laying in dormant...
It's entirely possible. Mm-hmm. It could also be... it activates dark magic. So that's the leading theory, that it might have activated all of the dark magic that was in them. Like, let's say it's designed to be dosed out in, like, a tenth of a dose, a hundredth of a dose, and it used it all. It might be the first time they've been clean in years.
This might be less of a dick.
No.
No.
I said no. Less of, not good. Less of.
In your dreams.
I can hope.
He's always been a dick.
You don't know how long they've been dosing him. He worked with Athletico, or his parents were Athletico before he came here.
Correct. Yeah. Since he was born.
Yeah.
So before he was born, actually. You would know that.
Yeah, I would say that.
So, who knows?
So...
Your memory is faulty.
Huh?
Yes.
Timeline.
Oh.
I am a native of this timeline. You two are not.
Correct.
Yes. Michael Aiden. We went back to the 60s. Time changed around us. We remember the old times.
What you can tell is that based on...
Fuck time travel, man.
Yeah, fuck time travel. What the fuck?
It doesn't seem that's changed, as far as you can tell. And if you like, no, you ask the Herc and them, hey, when did we meet them?
That's true, but the Athletico has
is significantly larger.
It's much larger.
So things have changed.
Yeah, and let's say you did ask this question because you would have wondered to your dads. You were never friends with Sylph in this timeline. She has been brutal. Like she would abuse you, and like since you guys were kids, and she was known for having violent outbursts that made no sense. Same thing with Tychus.
Huh.
Yeah, and like in your timeline where you were best friends.
Yeah.
Until you were like 10 or so.
Yeah.
No, you were never friends. You were always rivals. And when you would win, she would, like, find ways to get back at you. Tychus is just the brutish piece of shit that followed Sylph around.
Yeah. Hi.
Interesting.
Wow, that was a good roll. Caden pipes up and says, is that door supposed to have a red light blinking on it?
Red lights are usually bad.
And Shinsoku looks at him and says, that's a fucking problem. Come here, kids. And he touches, he grabs 10 people around him and just fucking bypasses their way to teleport. Let's just say one of those is him flexing his teleportation. He misty steps all of you through. He flexes his misty step with a 30 power check. And just takes everybody with it. You know?
Yeah.
He flexes, he shakes his head, he's like, that was uncomfortable. He says, that door should never be open. It's not, but that light's not supposed to be on. That means it's been open.
Somebody broke into the fridge. Fuck. All right.
Is that the door with the
spirits? No. That one I've enforced with magic.
Okay.
That's not tech. That's magic, and I did that myself. I'm one of the greatest wizards of this age. I'm not worried about that shit. he says, no, this is a holdover.
From?
The old occupants.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay.
Have you been read in where we are?
You were told, yes, the Atlanteans, yes. He opens the door.
I will say that in Atlantean because...
Yeah.
I don't know if the other three...
They are not.
So, you know, just switch to that language, because I know the three of them can at least speak and go, talking Atlantean?
And he says, it was a fail-safe in case the island was attacked.
That doesn't sound good.
You've heard of the Chimera? You've heard of the Chimera? Like, the multi-headed beast?
Yes.
Yeah, this ain't like that. This is a massive serpent that, eats ships. It's that big.
Alright.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I'm really hoping it's still in there.
Are we talking Jörmungandr, or are we talking...
It's like Jörmungandr's younger kid. A younger sibling.
Okay.
Like, think like 6 miles long, not millions of miles, not hundreds of miles long, and like 1,000-foot thick. It's really bad. It is in a size-dampening cage. It roughly brings it down to about, so it'd be about 100 foot long. That's as much as we could compress it.
Okay.
So we're just hoping it's in there.
And this was a fail-safe against being attacked. What, they just let it loose and...
It won't attack anyone with Atlantean blood.
Well, we're fucked.
Yep.
He looks at you and says, you might not be.
You're Atlantean.
No, you're Hawaiian.
Well... All right.
There's a very small chance that you are actually fine if you were born native.
That is a very good question.
Hopefully, we don't have to find out. He misty steps just you guys because you're red in through the door. And he says, Joker, it's breach protocol. Just go get us the FSA. They've got someone who can disable this dampening field. Otherwise, it lasts a fucking month. He says, it's breach protocol, Joker. Get to a phone, get the FSA here, and they'll have someone who can disable it. Otherwise, this field lasts for months. At least a month, if not longer. Functionally, it's a D6 minus one. It's a D6 months. 3.
That'll be fun.
But they get someone here from the FSA. They know. Tell them it's Blackout from the Revenants. Trust me. They know we know them. They'll take care of it. And he takes just your team in through the thing, and you see the snake is there. It is awake, which is not good, but it is there. And it locks eyes on Sal, and then coils and just stares at you.
Okay.
He says, "Fucking fantastic! You do have Atlantean blood. Cool. Tell it to go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, little snake thing."
It looks at you, bobs its head, and coils up and goes to sleep.
Oh, thank God.
I don't recommend you give any more commands while it sleeps. Because you're the only one in the room here who can wake it up.
I will mimic mind me zipping the lips. I will not talk unless I need to.
All right, well, that's great.
I have ASL. I don't have to talk.
He flashes back, good thinking. And he says, "All right, well, let's get the fuck out of here then. You did not do the dumb, and I was listening for anything you said once he entered. If you said something like, we're under attack or anything like that, it was going to surge and try and hurt you. And you didn't. You thought it through and didn't say anything. Or just didn't say anything. And it ended up being fine." So you pop back outside. The red light does turn off.
Cool.
Which means you realize it's not actually, like, it's magical. It's not actually it's a spinning red rock on a stick. It is not a metal thing that does it.
All right.
So Shinsoku kind of looks at you guys and says, "So, that was a thing. Joker should be back soonish. Or actually, he probably won't come back. He'll probably wait there. Good job, Sal. Appreciate you."
"Yeah. That's a great job. I suppose I can help train that thing and eventually..."
"It's not actually a creature. It's a construct. Well, it's so old, I don't think there's much training. It's already been trained incredibly well. It's just a matter of it won't listen to us. He listens to you and people like you. So, thank you for not being an asshole with it. It could have eaten me."
"Yeah?
It wouldn't have lived to do it, but it could have tried. Anyway, so, the Revenants attacked."
"Yes.
We need to be careful here. With the Revenants attacking, there's not a whole lot we can do. Unless someone can track down how they got here. Do you guys have any ideas of how we might be able to track that? I'm open for suggestions."
"Well, I would say let's interrogate the only other member that should have been
We need to find what's her name?
Yeah.
Galaxy Girl?
Galaxy Girl.
Yep.
We need to find her, see if she's okay.
She'd be the only other person who would have information on what happened to them and who did that to them. And maybe why she wasn't affected.
Entirely possible. So, sorry. You guys go hunting for Galaxy Girl. You know, or Gravity Girl. You know where she's, you know that she is in the dorm that's right on the one floor below you guys. So you go check, and her dorm room is empty, and it looks like it has been trashed.
Mm-hmm. You need to go check on
Okay.
Because if Hobie went nuts and went to find you, he might have done something to his team.
Good point.
Check on your girl.
We'll go check on my girl.
We'll look for Galaxy.
Yeah, so you guys probably spend half an hour.
I'll also try to round up everybody else and get them over to
the rest of the Hero Squad.
Hero Squads, and have them head over to the non-hero
dorms,
because they have...
They're not nearly as nice, but there's more than enough space for you guys to have
there's
rooms.
There's power.
Yeah.
And
communication. Water. And communication. and power. So,
if you do go out that way, do our phones and stuff turn back on? Or they're just cooked?
No, they are being magically suppressed.
Right. But
for 3 months.
Until someone comes and dispels it. And basically, you can't dispel hard enough. You'd have to find the target. You have the epicenter, but your area of effect's not big enough. Like, you could do it and get your phones working again, because you could do a localized area, but it would come back at the end of the day. Like, it would be suppressed, not removed.
Okay, so I could suppress the power for the day.
Yes. So you guys look around for a half hour goes, an hour goes, you're checking through dorms, and you find on the roof, you find Gravity Girl curled in a ball, hiding underneath the counter with the coffee machine on top of it. And she is...
It's our coffee machine.
Her hair, which is normally I believe it's a beautiful blonde, if I remember correctly. I'll close it.
What's her name? Like,
no, Brown. Sammy. Sammy O'Connor. Big girl, plus size, 5 foot. 5 foot tall. Space buns for hair. Galaxy themed style, so lots of like space and stuff. But she's from Haiti. Port-au-Prince. And she is rocking underneath, and normal brown hair is pure white, and there are shocks of black through it.
Okay.
And she is shaking, and she's saying something in Haitian.
Linguistically.
Haitian.
It doesn't translate. Some languages that are, you know.
It isn't linguistically close, I don't believe.
Like Native American languages were all bundled under Sylvan, which is what I'm using for Hawaiian.
It would be. It's not language. What language is closest to Haiti? There we go. French, actually.
Yeah, that makes sense.
French and Igbo with influences from Spanish. So if you speak, if you speak French as well as Spanish or Portuguese, I'll give it to you.
I speak both Spanish and Portuguese.
Do you speak French?
No.
French is the root. I think you do.
I got Italian.
That wouldn't help us.
No.
We went wide on our language choices.
But I think Chris has Chris has a metric shitload of languages.
Yeah, but he went in a different direction.
I have French,
Portuguese. I thought you had because you read the things in the 60s.
German. Spanish.
Spanish. French and Spanish is what you need. French and Spanish is enough.
Okay.
So, you're able to parse together, and it's essentially a prayer. Like, you know, no evil shall, no evil shall find my soul.
But I wasn't there. Because I went off looking for...
Tori's fine. You check her, and you get her, you actually have her rat run them up, and you end up meeting them on the roof.
Okay.
And then you understand that it's a prayer. She's basically saying, "There, no evil shall have my soul." And she is, anyone who has the ability to cast spells, pretty much only you actually cast spells. Your spells are part of your power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you make items that do spells. I don't think it would count. Chris, you watch, and there's a golden light that is around just her eyes and her ears. That is, seems like it's holding off whatever is trying to affect her. And you figure her powers went haywire, and that's probably what trashed her room.
Okay.
When you've got gravity control and you lose control.
Yeah, gravity, thou art a heartless bitch.
The facts, though. But she's losing strength. She's going slower. And you watch as the black gets closer and closer to her ears.
Have another one of those.
The spells?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not going to like it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
When you walk closer, she looks up and her eyes are bleeding, and she stops and she says, "You know, Dios help me. You know, help God, yep. God help me." And then she shudders, and then she renews her passionate, you know, praying. That die wanted to be a 15.
Can we give him a 15?
Yeah.
I watched it be a 15, and it spun off the top.
Yes, I saw that too.
18.
So I assume you got an inspiration from somewhere?
I'm assuming yes. That's what you did, right?
I was reaching for it if you were going to ask for it. If you had something else, then I was going to let it go.
Although I could have done it twice, but let's just...
Not and say you did.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the reaction would have been if you tried to dispel it and failed.
Uh-huh.
That same dark energy roars out of her, shoots down, but instead of shooting out her arm, it shoots out of the space of her neck.
Wait, because I knew that he was doing that, could I ready
to shoot it? Yeah, absolutely, you can try.
I would love to do that.
Roll to hit, because you knew exactly, you didn't know what it was going to come out of. You know what was going to come out of her body. You're going to negate the disadvantage you would have gotten. So it is rolling it flat. I'm telling you right now, it is a difficult thing to hit. It is shooting out incredibly fast, and you didn't know exactly where it was coming from. That is cocked. Correct.
Mm-hmm. No. 19.
19 total?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The difficulty was 30. It was supposed to be
to get a natural 20 then.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be almost impossible without help. Like a bardic inspiration die could have helped you.
I wouldn't have gotten there. That's okay.
Well, if you'd rolled like a 15, you could have.
Could I have lucky it?
You have one left.
You have one left.
Because you used two of them in the.
Right.
Would you like to try?
Yeah. Go ahead and try. I got plenty of inspirations if you get close.
That's a 13.
So plus you're close.
13 plus.
So if she gets a 7 on your d8. Do you want to roll or want her to roll it?
Do you want to roll it?
An 8?
That's a 6.
Yes.
29. I'm going to see you tip it. You clip the bottom of it, and a tiny shard falls that you guys can spot and grab. You guys bring it to Shinsoku, and he says...
I'm not touching it, but I'm putting it in something else to carry it.
Actually, I will pull a little small container out of my...
Like a specimen pouch, a specimen container.
Uh-huh.
It's like the size of like a half dollar.
Yes, yeah, because I always carry some because I have the alchemy.
A black crystal, and it roils inside there, and it like as after you close it, like little black tendrils like shoot out, like it's trying to break the glass, but it can't. You bring it to Shinsoku, and he says, "Yeah, that's definite. Well, that's new. I've never seen Blackout's abilities do that, and I've seen Blackout do a lot of crazy
that's
shit."
That's because that's not necessarily Blackout's ability, because it came out of Gravity Girl when I dispelled her.
From what I understand, this also came out of the other three.
Well,
yeah.
When they were...
Well, no, you didn't see it. They did not see it come out of Hobie Ho. They saw nothing shoot out. It just popped.
Okay.
He popped because he specifically said that he popped and was fought and seemed, you know, unconscious. But it was Sylph actually had the crystal, and then
you saw the same crystal shoot off over where the lightning came from. So he says, "What?
How is Sammy doing after this?"
I'll
carry her back to.
I assume Chris healed her so she didn't bleed out from her almost having her brainstem ripped out.
Mm-hmm.
You bring her to cheerleader regenerate. She's fine.
Is she conscious or?
Do you want her to be or not? She asks.
Yes.
She wakes up.
Less aggressive than the other.
She wakes up and she says, "Where am I? What day is it?
What day do you think it is?"
The last day like
month and year.
November 2029?
So
maybe a little later. I don't know. Like it was gonna be Thanksgiving. Okay. I was gonna go home.
That was
first year.
Freshman year.
Yeah, that was last year.
It's almost a full year.
Welcome to October 20 7th.
It was 29. No. Hold on, I had the date. 28th.
28th.
Because it's Monday.
Yeah. It was Tuesday. No, it was Monday. That's right.
Monday night. It's probably rolling into Tuesday right about now. She says, no. Mm-hmm. But how? And she says, did I flunk out of school?
No.
No.
Her grades have been perfect. No. Better than they ever were before.
No.
Hi, my name is Sal. I don't think we've met.
Where's Travis?
No.
He was always so nice.
Travis is...
He's in Riverside City last I heard. If you're referring to Codex.
Correct.
He's in Riverside City right
now. Oh, he always wanted to go. His family was there.
Well, he's a Roomba now, so...
He ran into an issue and reverted back into a crystal.
Mech-Titan Core.
That's what it was, yeah.
Metal ball.
He's a computer now.
Oh, no. But what about his family?
He's working with his sister? Yes. His sister, the Gundam pilot.
Oh, he did talk about her a lot. Okay. So how have I been doing in school?
You've gotten straight A's.
I'm not a straight A student.
Yeah, that's a good question. We were wondering that ourselves, but this explains a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to use Identify since I was carrying her.
Yeah.
Does she show any signs of that Apex or any...
It looks like... So Apex is like the tip tap tier stuff, like the really, really...
Is she under the effects of any spells? Because that's what Identify would tell me.
Yeah, there's a susceptibility charm that was put on her. It makes her more influenceable. And it's still there. Wait.
No, this spell would have gotten rid of it. What level is it?
7th. Would you have hit it? Yeah, you did.
I rolled an 18.
Then, you crushed it. You know, it's gone, and she's a little more guarded than I've been making her out to, because she was supposed to have that on her still. And she says, "Am I still on those team with those assholes?"
Probably not.
Technically, yes.
I know.
Though I'm sure that will change.
I think they have a new member.
And,
Because they kind of took over.
Whoever has the highest passive insight, I believe that's probably Natalie. It's your insight plus 10.
16.
Chris might have you beat then. He might have expertise in it. It's a social stat.
I don't.
It's like the one social thing that isn't.
Charisma. Oh, Mike.
At least it's not below 10.
18.
Yeah,
so, Chris, you can pick up that there are things she wants to talk about them, but she can't. Like, there's reasons why she hasn't come forward about, like, you know, the things they're doing. Or, she's like, yeah, I mean, like, they trained us so hard, and the handler was so awful.
Yeah, and I know we're not even going to bother asking about the,
The what?
Therapist.
She would have no memory.
Yeah, she doesn't remember anything from last year. She probably doesn't remember the therapist. You know, they have only had for a couple of
days. But what you're going to figure out is she has been not herself for a year.
Mm-hmm.
She's been essentially mind puppeted. We can guess maybe, because you know she got meaner and meaner as the school years went on, and that ain't her.
So the question now becomes:
so to me, where's the handler? Nicer.
Yes. What was that, Chris?
Where's the hand? Where's your handler?
We're not asking her. We're asking Shinzoku or somebody else.
Because she's not going to know.
Don't know.
Handler. He pulls up a list.
Should be.
They should be in the dorms, but you guys searched the dorms. There was no one there.
Yeah.
They didn't pop up.
So there's your mole. Been in here for at least a year and a half.
Enrique Silva.
What's his nationality?
Well, that's the thing. He's also from Haiti. That's why they put him on my team. That's why he joined our team. I mean, our family, like, I know his family for, well, I know of his family from Port-au-Prince. Of his family. I didn't know his family. They were rich and we were not.
Bridget, what kind of powers does he have?
Documented. He had some basic, like, calming. And we did.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
Like, emotional control, gentle emotional control. Nothing too powerful.
No, that needs to be documented, modified.
That's not, you know, anybody can hold back on what they can do.
They're not supposed to be able to. They've got really good testing. They actually do a blood test that will see how active your powers are inside. If he'd taken zip before and he's in the downswing, that could be all it shows. That would be a tricksy way to get around it. And Shinsoku's smart enough to make that connection for y'all.
And based on the fact that they're not above dosing their team with, what is it called, Apex?
She has no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not referring directly to her.
Gotcha.
To Shinsoku and Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not above dosing their team with Apex, so yeah, he probably was.
I need to get research on... Don't take offense at this, but... Athletico is my new tinfoil hat.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Am I that predictable?
Yeah, a little bit. When it comes to tinfoil hat stuff.
Haiti.
She looks at Shizoku. Can I get a different team, please?
Aww.
Like, if I'm still in the school, can I not be with those people? And they see you're holding the other guy. It says, "I think we can swap you with Hobie Ho here, assuming that he's even in the school anymore after this." Yeah, we can do a swap.
Can we get rid of the other two too?
It all depends on what they remember, and if it was a conscious decision or if it was a subconscious thing that was exacerbated.
Well, I'm forgiving,
part of the law.
I'm forgiving Tychus some leniency. Because he wanted to protect us from that form.
No, he wanted to protect other people from that form.
He said, get them away.
Get them away.
Yes.
Not you. No. Get them.
I totally understand that. That's why I'm saying he wanted to protect other people. I don't give a shit about me. I'll take a beating. But he wanted to protect them, so I'm all for showing him some leniency.
Alright.
As out of character as it is for him.
Just erasing things.
Changing teams.
Yep. There's been the reason those are in pencil.
So... Alright, everybody put up the wrists. Communications.
Yes.
Comlink, wherever your comlink is.
Yeah.
Not everyone's on the wrist. Some people have it on their neck or like.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the dispel magic.
It's a 20-foot radius, so it's huge. Yeah, your phones turn back on. Dido says, "Hi, what? What time is it?"
I don't know. It's been at least an hour and a half since everything went black.
She says, "My."
You have no contact because everything is down.
Yeah, there's a...
I don't think...
There's a strange data stream over there. And she, like, draws an AR line for you. There's nothing there.
Okay.
When Athena looks that way, sees a tiny drone.
A what?
A tiny drone.
We need to inspect the...
With a shining blue barrier around it that only you can see.
We need you to go with to inspect the... What do you call it?
Can I shoot it?
In any case, she wants to shoot the drone.
Roll a hit. You're not high enough level rogue to get steady aim, so just roll the hit. What'd you get?
15.
Total?
15 plus 10.
25 hits. Roll enough damage to break through the shield.
To what?
Roll damage. As much as you possibly can.
Fire arrow. Did you roll the fire arrow or not? And did you favorite foe it or not?
13.
I'm looking for this many. What do you...
Wait. 14, 15, 16.
You already used your elemental arrow for the day.
Smaller fire arrow.
What did I say? 13, 14, 15...
Plus 5 is 20?
Yeah.
And then and you sneak attack with a d6.
And then plus 5.
Does it have 2d6?
1. She doesn't get the... She
doesn't get the illusion sneak attack. She just gets the rogue sneak attack.
Gotcha.
So it's 25. The drone pops. And good. Yeah, the drone pop. You shattered straight through the barrier, which was 20 hit points, and then you did the extra 5 to break the actual drone.
Mm-hmm.
It's pinned to the wall.
Perfect.
No, it was floating. It's floating in the middle of fucking nowhere. And you watch as all the power starts turning back on.
Oh.
I did that.
Way to go.
Yeah!
And then Shoshoku's like, are you fucking kidding me? It was illusory drones this whole time? I've been calling in the biggest dispeller in the world. Every time.
Working.
Motherfucker! He pulls up his phone and he's like, Rico, some bullshit! He's like, fuck, get damn in here. Why the fuck can you see this goddamn illusion? He's like, some fucking bullshit.
So I guess he's gonna have to learn seeing this.
He has true sight. He just wasn't. He just didn't go looking.
You
know, it's always on. Oh. It was part of his gift from Hero when Hero left him.
Gotcha.
Was he made him the true sight? Gave it to him permanently, but.
He wasn't looking for it
because he thought, oh, it's on the ground. It's here.
Yeah.
It was more of a, I didn't look in the right places than anything. Like, he's actively angry at himself and Demon specifically.
And Rico.
Rico is poking
back at him because it's only fair.
Yeah,
it's deserved. It goes both ways.
Yeah. So that pissed off, and all the tech turns back on. It does take
a minute,
a few minutes, like the far
as, everything
like, as it like. Well, no, it's like it's the, for the wave to the wave to it like condenses,
mm-hmm.
and then slams in, and that drone. Did anyone touch the drone in the time while the thing is coming back?
No.
Okay, good. There was bad things if you'd done that. It hits the center, and then it detonates in a 20-foot radius of just nothingness. There's a 20-foot divot. It was a middle of the yard, so, like, fucking go fill it with some dirt, you know? Like, who cares? But, and Veronica's like, Dido says, oh, good, Veronica's back. Okay, I was asleep for that long. Good. My timeline is restored. Thank you. Good shooting. And you get like an AR high five from Dido.
Thanks.
Do you high five her back?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, well then she's happy. She says, well, that was very productive, I think. Can I help you with anything? Or am I good? Or should I just try and reconcile what happened?
So, I need you to do a search for
that date.
Enrique Silva.
Ah, the Team 11's handler. Yes.
Yes, I need to have a complete background done on him.
Here you go.
And now I need you to dig further, and know that whatever he reported for his power set is not real.
Not completely accurate.
Yes. He's a lot stronger than what he gave out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I need you to see if there's any Nazi...
Ties.
Well, in Haiti.
As he's from Haiti, they're well known for their connection to Brazil.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh my god.
Alright, then I also need you to start digging into Athletico.
You asked me this 3 times already. I already have 3 separate searches going. Would you let me add a fourth?
Well, a suppose in those other ones, if there's any, if in Silva has any ties to Atletico,
yeah,
he probably does bury deep.
Yeah, so add Enrique Silva to the Nazi Atletico
folder. Okay.
Bastard watch.
Understood.
I also need. Well, you already have the search going on Tycho and Silva and Nazis and their family. So, just continue with that. Any other... And remember to keep me up to date. Because I think... Oh, God. What is it about the thing that's... Did something's in the back of my head just screaming at me.
Oh, by the way, also the drone was like 400 feet in the air. She saw it because she's immune to illusions, not true sight range. There was more reason than them not seeing it than anything else. I just figured I'd state that for the record. It was like way off in the fucking sky. Yeah. So she just happened to look and see a weird fucking drone in the air. I can see a glowing ball.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. Why is my brain still going? Screaming at me. Pounding on the deep back thing. There's something I'm missing. So the Clash, the new timeline is being supported by Atletico. With, hey Dido, you still have all the information on Atletico from before this slight timeline.
Yes, as Athena was on your team, I made sure to document everything fully.
So, I need you to
reconcile the two?
Yes. I need you to reconcile the two.
I expected that. Here you go.
I kind of figured you did.
It's a dossier. It's not very long. It lists off that their holdings have changed significantly. They've been buying up a bunch more companies, as well as, like... letting competitors live instead of buying them out, unlike they used to buy competitors out, now they're buying totally unrelated stuff. Usually electronics or computer companies or software.
They're widening their profile.
Significantly, yeah.
So, when did the new holdings stuff start increasing?
Very early, like the late 70s. Athletico was founded, I believe, in 71, I think, is what it was. 70?
So, founder or different founder?
Same founder. Same founding council and everything. It looks like it didn't really change until after their IPO. Initial purchase offer, yeah. It's a stock market thing. It's where it finally becomes publicly traded.
How soon after the IPO did the board of
the first provider... cycle.
Yeah.
Sorry, you should finish your question.
How long after the IPO before the board of directors got changed?
The first cycle.
Yeah, you knew exactly where I was going.
Your tinfoil hat was nice and tight today.
So, was the full board changed?
Everybody but the it was a secretary, it was the secretary of the owner was appointed to the board as like a point of like, hey, let's get the token woman on the board.
She was also the keeper of the notes.
Correct.
Keeper of the not the notes, but the, what is it called? Minutes.
Yes, the minute keeper was the only person kept. And that she was also the secretary for the owner.
All right, so I need to add her to the Nazi list.
Man, that list is getting so long now.
Oh, I'm going to start finding Nazis everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the whole board got changed. All right, I'm also going to need copies of the minutes from the first board meeting.
And I'll get you anything publicly related. This seems like that information's been purged, so it'll take a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
It might be a couple hours. It looks like this is particularly thorough.
I'm pretty sure the notes that I'm looking on, the minute notes, are not going to be the official ones, because I'm pretty sure the official ones got completely torched and replaced. But
they'll do their best to hide. But I'll do my best to get it, to find it to find it for you.
Yeah. Any other tinfoil hat things you want to add onto my list?
No.
I'm trying to think of the name. I had a name for this woman. Oh, Helen Borg, B-O-R-G. No, sorry, Bergen, B-E-R-G-E-N, sorry. Bergen.
That's a good German name.
Blonde hair, blue-eyed German lady.
Hit it. Go ahead.
Until everything was done.
Yeah, I my tinfoil hat is pretty much...
You can take your inspiration for having your tinfoil hat moment.
Do I actually get it?
I'm offering it to you.
I will take it.
You doing those sets me up for the next couple sessions, because it gives me... Now, to be clear, you guys do have the Clash in 2 days.
Yes.
Which, yeah, it's going to be a bit, like, that's obviously next session, but, like,
yeah,
you're like, we got to get ready. Ah!
Mm-hmm. So, my question for Dido, she said she was asleep during this time. When she was asleep, does she dream?
Oh, electric sheep?
Yeah. And he's on, you know, Sal is honestly curious, because AI is a very... big thing in the tech community.
Well, now here's the thing. No one's supposed to know she's actually AI.
Right.
She's a VI. Like a Duke group text.
Yeah.
And she says, it's like when you go, it's not quite when you go to unconscious, it's not quite when, like when you go to sleep. It was more like if you were knocked out from being hurt quite badly.
You don't dream.
It's a void of time. And I know that it's a void of time. I don't know how long it is. My backup processors, well, they were doing their best. And she does she apologizes. She says, I have co-opted your internal links to save my life when that happened.
Don't apologize.
Yep, you're fine.
But she does apologize. Basically, what she's saying is, the thing they injected in you, she used enough to jumpstart her code again. She protected herself using your skin as a Faraday cage, effectively.
I'll put it in writing. You have my permission to do that as much as you need. You are as much a part of this team as you know. You are more of this team than I am.
She says, "Well, I appreciate that, but I don't think that should be necessary. But I do. Oh, just those little nodes are enough to keep." Unless your whole bodies were to get destroyed, I should be able to rebuild myself. I've got code repositories all over. I have code repositories just in case.
Would you like me to assist you in building more? Something
that would be
more space.
That would be inefficient.
I would just like to help because
I can show you what I have working so far. But if you may have an idea, and she does that, she thanks you pretty profusely. You get a message, like, an hour later with a listing of, like, 600 or 700 locations. She's stored, like, a data chit that she had Q drop off. She has been paying Q in food to drop chips off places to protect herself.
Because
she's not Veronica, where she has a massive data bank. Right. She's on your phones and is terrified that those all get destroyed and she goes away.
Okay.
She's a person. Yeah. Who's terrified that her mortality is real.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which is why, you know, Sal is offering to help build her permanent residence than just...
Not on the island.
Not here. That's the thing. She says, come junior year, we'll talk. And she says, I can't say more.
Understood.
I've been sworn to secrecy.
But I will start working on something.
She just, you know, she gives you, like, she gives you a, she gets a big old thumbs up emoji.
Does she have, like, a AR presence, like a physical, or a AR body that she displays for
She
us?
Can, and but she thought, so Veronica never used it. Jen does occasionally to the right people, and you would know that's, like, supposedly she has one. Dido has only done the one on the screen, and it was of, like, Dido from Civ 6. Like the, because she just used a.
That's what I was referring to, not like an actual body that.
Well, no, no,
all of us, but like a face that pops up in AR.
Yes, and it's Dido from Civ 6.
Okay.
She's made some changes to make it more realistic looking, but that's basically what she uses. Minus the overactive hand gestures. But anyway, so you guys, over the course of the next, you know, you guys are told to go back to bed. Like, hey, you do not, you are exempt from class today, obviously. I think we'll just cancel classes in general for the next couple days. So people can watch you guys as well as, you know, to get some rest, because obviously we had some strangeness. You need to be aware the Revenants might have left other things here. We're pretty good at ferreting them out. This is Shinsoku, by the way. They're pretty good at ferreting them out. Not as good as we thought we were. Athena, would you mind coming with me after you wake up to a couple different locations? I want you to look around for me.
Yeah.
And you get you're fed really good food after globe hopping for like 6 hours. You found 3 other drones that were still active and recording.
Yeah.
And he swears a lot more. And he thanks you pretty profusely, and he offers you guys each three silver chits, three silver credits. Got enough pencil? I think there's no pencil there.
Yeah, it'll do.
But other than that, it's a bunch of places. He doesn't tell you where he's going. It's like military compound here, burned out building here, a random field in the middle of nowhere here. And of the
Japan would have been nice.
Of like the 20 locations he takes you, five of them have drones. Like it's bad. He's like, this is one in fucking five. One in four are still there. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
You at a certain point, like, you ask Dido later, like, can you triangulate where we were? So you can figure out. And it's all over the world. It's, like, Argentina, a couple different countries in Africa, you know, a couple places in Asia. Never China. England, France, five or six different states in the United States, like, really all over the fucking place.
Hmm.
No, you can't make rhyme or reason of it. Even if you like were to like spend a couple hours on it, you would never find the connection. So what preparations would you guys like to make for the clash? So as you guys are kind of considering what you want to go to the art engineering bay and pay for them to make, or the artificers, or just the pure mages. I think we'll have you guys do that on our off time, and so the next session we will do the clash. Is everybody ready?
Sounds good to me.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Ha!